time for another Piano Puzzler. I'm in the studio alongside composer Bruce Adolph. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the line to try to guess the tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And Bruce, today we have something of a celebrity joining us from Clemson, South Carolina, Lillian Harder, who is the director of the Brooks Center for the Performing Arts at Clemson, but everybody knows her as Mickey. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, you're an administrator, but you have a musical background, too.
Yes, Fred. I majored in piano in college, piano performance, and got my master's in piano performance and began teaching at Clemson University in 1972. And in 1996, I was asked to become the director of the Brooks Center for the Performing Arts. And
now, does that mean you have less time for playing the piano these days?
That means I have no time for playing the piano.
Well, Mickey, I know you know how this works. Your job is to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together. And if for some reason you get stuck on the composer, you can ask for musical clues.
Okay.
Mickey, here's your piano puzzler. Fistfuls of notes in that piano puzzler.
Fistfuls of notes, and that's in the style of Brahms.
You're right, it is in the style of Brahms.
Of the G minor Rhapsody.
Of the G minor Ballade.
That's yes.
Right.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Mickey, is that a piece you played?
No, but I did teach that piece years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I have no idea what the tune is because I was just so listening for the Brahms part of it.
This is one of those mergers, you know, where I took a piano piece and kept a lot of it. But I had to change a lot of details in order to cram this tune in there.
Okay.
So I'll try to bring out the tune as much as I can.
All right.
Now, the second part is the second part of the actual tune, but it might be clearer here. By now, it's gone again.
It's a Christmas carol. Dum 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 dum.
It's a Christmas piece, and it's an English folk song. Kind of has a dual.
Greensleeves.
Greensleeves. You got it. You got it.
Greensleeves, or What Child Is This?
Yes.
Or What Tune Is This?
Bruce, you are a genius.
Well, thank you.
Well, that was an amazing piano puzzler, Bruce.
Well, thanks.
And Mickey, you got the whole thing without a flaw. You got the composer and you got the tune.
Thank you.
Well, wonderful having you play our Piano Puzzler this week. What's your public radio station?
WEPR 90.1.
Mickey or Lillian Harder calling us from Clemson University in South Carolina. Thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you, Fred. And Bruce, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.